The operation has drawn a mix of condemnation, concern, and caution from the international community. China says it strongly condemns the U.S. strikes on Venezuela, adding it threatens peace in Latin America and the Caribbean. Russia also condemning what it describes as America's armed aggression, calling it deeply concerning. It says the pretext used to justify the move is unfounded and that ideological hostility has prevailed. But it says it is important to prevent further escalation and finding a way through dialogue. Venezuela's neighbor, Brazil, also condemning the U.S. actions for crossing a, quote, unacceptable line. President Lula da Silva says they represent a grave affront to Venezuela's sovereignty and an extremely dangerous precedent for the world. He has called for the U.N. to respond strongly. Bordering Colombia has expressed deep concern over the move and has mobilized its armed forces to secure the border. Washington's allies have welcomed the capture of Mr. Maduro, but expressed concern over the upholding of international law. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says his government regards Mr. Maduro as an illegitimate president and will shed no tears about the end of his regime. He also denied that the UK played a role in the strikes.
I can be absolutely clear that we were not involved in that. And as you know, I always say and believe we should all uphold international law. But I think at this stage, fast-moving situation, let's establish the facts and take it from there.
French President Emmanuel Macron also lauding the end of Mr. Maduro's regime, calling for a peaceful and democratic transition to its next president. But his foreign minister, Jean-Noël Barrot, says the U.S. operation in Venezuela undermined international law and that no solution to the crisis can be imposed externally. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz says Mr. Maduro has led the country into ruin with what he called a rigged election. But he noted the legal aspects of the U.S.'s actions are complex and principles of international law must apply. James Dorsey, adjunct senior fellow at the Nanyang Technological University's S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies, explained the risks that the U.S. military action could set in terms of international law and future global norms.
U.S. President Donald Trump at his press conference raised as many questions, if not more questions, than he answered. What seems to be the case is that what running Venezuela in his mind was going to mean was that he was going to leave the regime in place and that this would be a regime that was so intimidated by what had happened to Nicolas Maduro and what could happen to them that they would play ball. We've already seen with the remarks of the Venezuelan vice president that is not the case, that they are not going to cooperate with the United States. And this, of course, has implications for what running Venezuela means and what presence the United States will have in Venezuela. It's, in terms of international law, it's a violation. There's no question about it, and a dramatic one. But I think we've been seeing that since September, since the United States started targeting vessels coming out of Venezuela that allegedly were carrying drugs. There was nothing that would have prevented the United States from boarding those vessels, inspecting them, as they have done in other parts of the world and as other countries have done, and establishing whether or not they were transporting drugs.